morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News, right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus, and UConn student-run TV station, UCTV. I'm your host, Olivia Hickey, and here's the news of the University of Connecticut from this week. Election day has come and gone, and the votes for our next president are continuing to be counted. Around 8:30 Tuesday night, it was reported that former Vice President Joe Biden won Connecticut. At the time of recording this broadcast, a winner of the presidential election had not yet been announced. The Trump administration has filed lawsuits over ballot counts. Caroline LaCour reports for the Daily Campus Wednesday that President Trump is filing lawsuits in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and is asking for a ballot recount in Wisconsin. President Trump said in the East Room Wednesday, "We will be going to the Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list." When addressing this topic Wednesday, former Vice President Joe Biden said, "Every vote must be counted," and, "We the people will not be silenced. When the vote count is finished, we believe we will be the winners," Biden said. Many UConn students practiced their right to vote at the polls Tuesday. UCTV talked to students and first-time voters on Election Day and discussed why they're voting. One voter said it's important for voters to use their voice, and it's up to our generation to make a change. "It is on our shoulders, and so it was really important for us to get out and do it, and I'm glad we did," she told UCTV News. Students living on campus attending the UConn-Stanford campus were placed under quarantine this week. Daily Campus reporter Isabella Warren reports residential students of 900 Washington Boulevard in Stanford were placed under quarantine Saturday. The quarantine is expected to last for 14 days, with students being tested in its duration. Out of the 235 students living on campus, 6 tested positive in the last week. UConn's public COVID-19 dashboard says commuter students taking classes at the Stanford campus are required to be tested before their return. A UConn student is seeking assistance in paying for her father's funeral. According to Jake Kelly's article for the Daily Campus, first semester student Jasmine Vasquez created the fundraiser to cover the costs of returning her father to Guatemala and to hold a memorial and funeral service. Vasquez described her father to the Daily Campus as a hard worker and loyal friend. At the time of recording, the GoFundMe page has raised $2,094. With travel restrictions being reinforced in Connecticut, if anyone considers traveling over the river and through the woods, to quarantine they'll go. Daily Campus reporter Nyla Solomon wrote Wednesday that Governor Lamont's Executive Order No. 91 lists 42 states given Level 3 health notice from the CDC, including Massachusetts. According to the executive order, anyone traveling into Connecticut from one of the listed places is instructed to self-quarantine. With college life looking a lot different this semester, UConn first-year programs, UConn learning communities, and undergraduate student government collaborated to create the first-year Pen Pal Initiative as a way for students to connect during these unprecedented times. Selena Daigle has the story.
In attempts for University of Connecticut students to form a connection with other first years in a more traditional sense, UConn first-year programs, UConn learning communities, and undergraduate student government have come together to create the first-year Pen Pal Initiative.
Throughout this semester, obviously we've noticed a lack of participation and just kind of being able to meet new people right now, especially during a pandemic, during isolation, during physical distancing. It's really difficult,
said Christine Hoketa, fifth semester psychology and human rights major and USG director of the Student Development Committee. As many students are already online for classes, these three organizations decided to take a more traditional route in connecting students to one another. Rather than meeting new people through social media, Zoom, or email, any first-year student, both on and off campus, now has the opportunity to sign up for the Freshman Pen Pal Initiative. Beginning on August 15, 2020, the first-year Pen Pal Initiative sign-up link was posted to the USG Instagram and shared in learning community newsletters. The Google form remained open for 2 weeks and consisted of a series of 7 short and easy questions regarding your future goals, one thing you worry about, who a hero in your life is, etc. Each student's answers were kept confidential and only viewed by the Student Development Committee in order to match participants together on a relatively compatible level.
I'm hoping students will be able to connect soon.
Hokera said.
I don't want to monitor or intrude on people's like connections.
USG aimed to solidify the matches and send them to each of the 70 or so applicants this past weekend. Once each applicant receives their match, it is in their hands to keep exchanging letters as they please. By the end of the semester, it is likely that each pen pal participant will receive a feedback letter from USG to get some intel on if students had a successful and positive experience with this program or not. The feedback received will determine if this program is attempted again come the spring 2020 semester. From WHUS News, I'm Selena Daigle.
And now for the weather. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 67, with tonight looking to be mostly clear with a low around 47. This upcoming weekend, Saturday is predicted to be sunny with a high near 72. Leading into Saturday night's predicted forecast of mostly clear with a low around 47. And wrapping up the weekend, Sunday is predicted to bring sunny weather with a high near 70. Sunday night is looking to be mostly clear with a low around 46. We will be right back with more after this short break.
It's no secret that the HUS in WHUS comes from the University of Connecticut Huskies. The W is just because we're on the east side of the United States. It's a radio thing, you don't need to understand it. This is WHUS Stores, UConn's Sound Alternative.
From this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. Okay, so this week our guest on Husky Nation News is Tommaso Scotti. He is a studio art freshman at UConn, and he is a member of the production team and the host of the First Year Story, My First Year Story podcast at UConn, excuse me. And he is sitting here with me today. So welcome on. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we'll just dive right in, get to the beginning. So tell me how you came up with the idea for this podcast.
So it actually wasn't me that came up with it. I got an email over the summer saying, hey, we're having an info session about this podcast that we want to start. It was started by Helena DeBald and Cody, who I'm blanking on his last name right now. But they are two adults on the team who kind of just help guide us and make sure we're moving slowly, but everything else is student run. So I responded to the email. There was like an info session in August, and then they were like, hey, we're looking for hosts. If you're interested in hosting, send an audition tape. So I sent my audition tape in and got the host job, and now we're here and doing interviews and stuff and releasing episodes shortly.
So what drew you to doing this podcast, telling other people's first year story, even though you haven't been enrolled in at college at all yet?
Yeah. I chose to get involved because one thing that I heard from people in college, teachers and talks that I've been to in high school were get involved and really try and don't be afraid, make new friends and kind of put yourself out there. And towards the end of, like, I personally am a very confident person and was like, you know what, I need to do this. And especially with coronavirus and not having roommates and kind of everything feeling like it's against me about meeting new people and making friends, I was like, why not? And throughout high school, I performed in shows and am used to being behind the camera and stuff. So I figured it was something right up my alley. And if I wasn't going to be able to find something to fill that spot of performing that I really liked, then I feel like the podcast was the next logical thing. And so I really like the whole thing about being a freshman and telling first year experiences of different people, because it's just as much helpful to me as any of the listeners of the podcast. And I kind of get like a firsthand at it, which is pretty cool.
So who are some of the guests you guys have lined up already?
So the two that we just filmed, which hopefully the episodes right now are being edited and will then be sent out to all the streaming platforms, but was President Katsulaeus. He was a great conversation that I had. And then Allison Detterman, who is another freshman who is an author and a YouTuber, and she's an engineering major, and she just had a lot of insight about what it was like being a first year student here, and just had so many interests that she was a great guest to have on the show.
So tell me a little bit about what goes into making this podcast.
Yeah, so one of our normal, like a recording session will be me and our tech team, which right now is a senior, his name is DJ. And so he does all of the, he's the mastermind behind all the equipment and making sure everything gets edited and out on time. But typical recording thing is our writing team will come up with a sort of drafts of questions and sort of an outline of a conversation. We'll send that over to the guest, kind of just double check and make sure if everything's right. And then upon their arrival, we'll sit down and start and have 30 to 40 minute conversation. And normally personally for me, this outline is more of a suggestion because conversations just go in any which way. And that's what we hope to have, is a great conversation that can give our listener takeaways or something that they can bring into their own lives.
So obviously President Katsulaeus and other guests you may have on the show, their first year of college may have or probably has looked significantly different than where we're living now and what you're going through right now. Yeah. So how do you think sharing these stories can help other first-year students go through their first year, even though it's significantly different?
Yeah, so even though those, a lot of the faculty and just upperclassmen here on campus, their first year looks so much different than ours, there's still so much that I think we can learn from them. And it's not, like in our talk with President Katsulaeus, we didn't just talk about his first year, we talked about he was a transfer student at UCLA, and we talked about his first year there, and then we talked about his first year here as president. So it's just, the podcast is really about firsts and how we can learn from the struggle of them and the failures of them, and how the first thing is not really what defines you. You're so much more than that.
So from the guests you've had so far in the shows your team has produced so far, are there any lessons or takeaways that you've applied to your daily life or anybody on the production team has applied to their lives?
Yeah, one that really stood out to me was actually the first episode recorded with Allison, and she talked about not being one thing, and being one thing is sort of just boring and it's homogenous, and everyone being one thing isn't as interesting. She talked about being an engineering student but also really being interested in creative writing and being interested in vlogging and having all of these aspects of personality. And I think that's one thing that I took away from that conversation, is that try and be as many things as I can at UConn, whether it's a podcast host or a studio art major or a member of a acapella group. But it's just, it makes your life richer, and I think it makes others around you's lives richer.
So take me back to the production side of things. Is the entire production team on campus? How do you guys do all this?
Yeah, so it's a little bit tricky because a lot of us aren't on campus, but the production team, I'm so thankful for everyone on it because they're so organized and they really know what they're doing. But we normally have meetings over Zoom and stuff like that, and we talk about what needs to get done for the week, what our future goals, our close goals, and they really do a good job of facilitating the podcast and all of that behind the scenes stuff that a listener doesn't really get to see.
And are you living on campus?
I am living on campus. I'm living in Alumni.
So how is that going for you?
It's definitely been different from what I've heard. As a freshman, I can't really compare it to anything. So it's not, I don't feel at a disadvantage, but it's been good. I'm living in the fine arts learning community, so it's been great being surrounded by a lot of music majors, to be honest, but also artists and stuff. And that's been cool. But I'm thankful to live in Alumni because I'm is such a central part of campus, and there's so many other students living in learning communities and alumni that don't have the same interests as me, so it's been great to meet new people like that. It was a good change of pace from being home for 6 months. Now I get to be here.
And was your building one of the dorms that went under quarantine this semester?
So actually I had coronavirus this semester. So the guys on my floor had to quarantine, but luckily my building in alumni was pretty much, I think, one of the only ones that didn't go into lockdown. Eddie and Brock were closed for a couple of days, but Watson, even though we had a couple of coronavirus cases, never closed, which was lucky. Lucky for the people living here and lucky for me.
So you had coronavirus. So tell me about what you went through. How were your classes? Where did you quarantine?
Yeah, so I had coronavirus a couple weeks back now. I quarantined over at Mansfield Apartments. I was lucky. My symptoms were actually not as crazy as my friends who were like having trouble going up the stairs and not getting out of breath or losing their sense of smell, which luckily never happened to me. And I later found out that I had mono and coronavirus at the same time, which I guess this is a college experience, right? You get one, you get all of them. And so my teachers were super understandable. They definitely realized that we're in this weird new time, and they gave me extensions, and I was able to manage my schoolwork. The hard thing though was being an art major, I had to bring a bunch of extra supplies that other people didn't need. A lot of people just brought their laptop and some clothes and stuff, but I had like construction paper and scissors, and it was a lot to move, to just get carted all the way over there and then come back. But it was fine. I was definitely thankful to be back in my own dorm. I was like, this is my space, you know? And it was comfortable. But I feel very recovered now and healthy and stuff. So there's not really a lot to worry about, which is good.
So how did you guys continue to do the podcast with you in quarantine?
Yeah. What was super lucky is that we actually hadn't started filming, hadn't started recording or anything. But I still was going to those weekly Zoom meetings. We started recording the podcast episodes after I got out of quarantine. So we were able to roll with the punches. Luckily, since we are the ones in charge of the deadlines, we were able to push back the deadlines and all of that.
So when people think of podcasts, they usually think of students like journalism majors, mass communications, people in those related fields. So as a studio art major, what skills do you take from what you've learned so far in your classes at UConn, and how do you apply them to the podcast?
Well, as just someone who is outgoing and stuff, I'm definitely a talker. And I think that's one of the reasons why I got this job as a host, because I know I'm a conversationalist and I know how to talk. But being an artist is like completely different. It's you're the observer. And to work on my observation skills and also like my listening skills has been something I've been able to take from my major and bring it into the podcast, and just like letting what the guests want to say in totality, and just like letting the conversation breathe and giving them space to breathe is something I think art has helped me do. And also just being in the arts my whole life, like I've been playing cello now for 13 years, and like I said, I performed on stage in high school. It's like all of these skills, like public speaking and being able to get up in front of a crowd and stuff, has all helped me and kind of led me to where I am now, if that makes sense.
Yeah. When you're doing these interviews and producing these shows, do you see yourself more as the artist leading the conversation or as the observer taking in what your guest has to say?
I think it's both. I think you can't have one without the other. And it's easy to be like, oh, what am I doing? But really, I'm the one who's just talking. There's so much manpower behind me that I wouldn't be able to do it without them. But I think, going back to your question, I think being able to control the conversation and also letting, like I said, letting the guests breathe and say what they want to say is skills to have in tandem. And I think being the host is, it's important to do that. I don't know if that was coherent.
How much momentum has your podcast gained so far? I know you guys haven't aired an episode yet, but you're doing all this promotion. So do you guys have a following yet?
I know I've promoted stuff on my story and have had heard positive feedback just saying like, oh, can't wait to listen. When's the first episode coming out? Hopefully once we, as we keep doing promotion and once the first episode comes out, we just had a teaser trailer drop. So the only way we can really know, I think, if we have a steadier following or if we have listeners is to release this first episode, which I'm incredibly excited about.
Do you prefer the producing side of the podcast or do you prefer being the host?
I like being the host. I think especially being a freshman and being new to campus and being new to UConn, it's helped me acclimate more than I think that normal student, just because I'm getting to meet so many faces and see so many new people and learn so much that there's just so many pluses to it. And producing and being on the production team is equally as important, I think, but there's just so, it feels like there's more action on the host side of it.
So tell me, what other activities, extracurriculars have you joined besides this podcast?
Yeah, so I am also a member of the a cappella organizations at UConn. I'm part of A Minor, which is a co-ed group here. And then also, it's not an organization, but every Saturday or so, me and a couple of friends play volleyball just to get out there and stay active. But as the weather's getting cold and stuff, who knows, maybe that will come to an end.
Do you think joining these clubs and being a part of this podcast has brought some normalcy to your college experience?
Oh, definitely for sure. Especially even though I'm on campus, my classes are online. So going to school from my dorm room has been not ideal, but it's the normal that we're living in. But being in clubs and especially being in this podcast and just being able to go out and go do things with other kids similar to going to school has made me be like, oh, it was the right choice coming to school versus just taking a gap year. Because I think it's easy, especially for me, to just fall behind and procrastinate. So when I'm given stuff to do, like a cappella group or like a podcast or like school, I'm much more like lucid in real life versus like when quarantine just started and I was at home, I was like, feel myself melting into my bed. Like there's nothing going on.
So let's talk about the learning community a little bit. So how has being a part of a learning community your first year benefited you?
It's definitely just given me people to talk to and people to hang out with and go grab a meal at a dining hall and friends and stuff. Because originally I was on the fence about joining a learning community, coming to school and just coming to college, I was like, I want to meet new people and new faces and people who have different ideas than I do. But then I was like, the learning community will just give me a leg up in having a base. Oh, you like doing this? I like doing this too. And then it's just like a easy conversation starter. But I especially like being in the learning community because of the different learning communities around me. Like most of my friends, even though I am in the arts community, aren't from here. But because we're given this space to live, that I was able to meet them.
So this leg up you mentioned earlier in your previous question, do you think being a part of this podcast, which started through the learning communities, has provided a leg up as opposed to starting this podcast on your own?
I wouldn't have heard about it, I don't think, actually, that's not true. I heard about it from a Daily Digest email, but definitely being in the learning community and being a little bit more plugged in has helped because our faculty advisors are run through the learning communities and majority of us live in learning communities. So yeah, I definitely think it's given me a leg up. I wouldn't necessarily like say a leg up about getting the job as a host or being on the production team, but just being in this organization.
So where do you see this podcast headed?
I hope in a good direction. I hope that we get more guests, and we've talked about reaching out to alum and notable alum and seeing if they would want to talk. But just, and even if it headed in a direction without me, like if they want the host to stay a first year student and next year I'm no longer the host, I think that it will just be beneficial for students here at UConn to hear about missteps that other people have taken and feel comfort in the fact that knowing like, oh, President Katsoulias also made this dumb mistake I've made in my math class. Like maybe it wasn't that bad. Or seeing that he has so much success, being like, oh, don't let this define myself. So I think that is the direction I want to see it go in, and just create this conversation and create a space for that conversation that failure is okay and that first times aren't the last times.
If you could have any guest on your show, who would you want to come and share their story with you?
I definitely am really eager to talk to a member of the women's basketball team, because I think they've created such a legacy at UConn and are such an iconic part of UConn that there must be some good stories that they have.
Okay, awesome. That is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all we have for you on this lovely Friday. Thank you again to our guest, Tommaso Scotti, our news outlet collaborators, UCTV and The Daily Campus, and Ethan Smith for our theme music. You have been listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. We will see you next week.